This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Case scenario for a wonderful day is to spend some time with the Good Day program on the Good Day Show. Doug Steffen, host with Jay Kirshner, getting you through January the 18th, the year of our Lord, Anno Domini 2023. It's actually the year of the planet 4 billion. Look at the calendar. Right, there it is. It's January the 18th, 4 billion. 395 jillion, trillion, million years, that's what it is. And probably, if we did the universe, our calendar could read January 18th, 16 billion. You know how it's ridiculous.
Well, and technically, when you add in the leap year day before that actually existed, and the daylight saving time with the
Chinese New Year,
hour.
Right. A whole different thing. All right. Well, anyway, for practical purposes, it's 2023. We can go into that in depth some other time. And now it's time for more important stuff. Think about actually what sort of sign you, when you're thinking of doing something, like you're buying a house. So what is it? What sign? Do you trust your gut? You're going to move into a new house. Right, you sold your house, you have 18 months to find another house before you get taxed on the money, right? So the clock is ticking. How much more time do you have before the 18 months runs out? I've forgotten when you moved out. It's been a year, hasn't it? How long has it been since you lived in Nashville?
May.
Last May? Really?
Yeah. May 2022. Oh,
like longer than that. Oh, we got plenty.
I know. Well, we were only supposed to be in Ohio for 2 months. Still here.
There we go. Stick around my podcast. It's important to do that.
Well, if anyway. I hang around long enough, can I do squatter's rights and then I don't have to leave?
Right, exactly. Okay, Dad, send her up to the third floor and see how they exist up there. Anyway, the taking action is important. Committing is important. So as you start your day, or maybe you start the hour, or you just start thinking about something different, think about what you're committed to. You're committed to your family, right? Committed to your friends, committed to your job, committed hopefully to your health and to yourself. And in that spirit, I like to talk a lot on this program about health, well-being. That's why I have both Jack Stockwell and Ken Kronhaus at your service, because they, in my estimation, have a good corner on news and information that will help you live a better life. So from, in that spirit and from the health department, here's a bit of good news. For those of you who understand how bad those red dyes are that are in all kinds of food, what they cause in terms of your health, Consumer Reports has asked people who get their magazine and their newsletters to sign a petition to get rid of red dye number 3, that artificial color that's in all kinds of foods. So the Center for Science and the Public Interest says that they are working with other groups to provide an opportunity for folks like the people who read Consumer Reports to weigh in. This goes back 30 years. I remember talking about this on the radio decades ago, how the government has found red dye number 3 to cause cancer in animals. Now, suppose they took it out of cosmetics, but it's still in food. Well, how is our government so absent from their responsibility? This stuff is killing people. It causes cancer, and yet they haven't done, they've promised, yeah, we'll take care of it, we'll investigate. So there has to be, I'm having a hard time believing there's a red dye number 3 constituency lobbying group, but there probably is, because there's lobbyists for everything else.
Yeah,
it's a
carcinogen. Like you put out the makeup stuff, it's like, okay, well, we can't put it on our skin, but we can ingest it. That makes sense.
Yeah, right. Smart, huh? Makes lots of sense. The same as encouraging, as I was talking earlier about tobacco and using tobacco products, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, so this started in 1962. There were different, there's red dye number one, red dye number two, and red dye number three. I think, isn't there a red dye number four, too? It seems to me there are four different
there's
kinds
of this.
There's
a 40. Mm-hmm.
Is there 40?
Mm-hmm.
No. Is it four? Is it 40? Whatever
I think
it is.
It's a 40.
And they're all bad for you, no matter what. So,
what is it? Five is the one that's typically in, like...
Isn't that what they use on M&M's? I think they use that stuff on M&M's. That's blasphemy. I love M&M's. To do something about that. All right. Also from the health department today.
Oh, M&M's are colored with red. With red 40. Mm-hmm.
Really? Damn it! I was feeling good about everything until you told me that. I wonder if they use it in cherry vanilla ice cream too. What do you think? Yeah.
Oh, I would hope it's only the cherries, but you never know.
I know. All right. Let's move on. I'm getting upset. The health department focusing on a device that harvests water from the air and also provides hydrogen fuel. This is all powered by solar energy. Matter of fact, I have just as an aside, is I like to tell people what's going on. I don't want to overdo it, but things that are going on that are interesting in my life. And you've heard me talk about this development that I'm involved in now and have been since earlier last year. And one of the things that we're looking into, as a matter of fact, today, we're getting a report on how to power the homes by solar energy. We're trying to make this development of 63 units sort of like off the grid so it can survive on its own. The regenerative agricultural practices that we're going to have there and then, you know, stuff like of the solar power. Last week we talked about a solar car. I think it was. We had talked to maybe Nick Miles about a solar-powered car that they're
making. Makes
developing.
You wonder how they haven't even done that yet.
Yes, it does. Well, it's because the lobbyists from oil and gas don't want you to. By the way, just as an aside, the list of the most hated, I don't even like that word, the most hated companies in the world, never mind in America, in the world, the most hated company. What do you think it is? Number one. Take a guess. This is not to do with. Nope. Well, it's
nope.
That's number. I think that's number three or four on the list. No. Most hated company is Exxon Mobil. By big margins. For all kinds of reasons, including the fact that every time you go by, the practical side is you can drive up a line. Most towns have three or four gas stations in a row along a highway, typically, or on the corners, the four corners. And Mobil gas is always the most expensive. They gouge you. They've been gouging you like you wouldn't believe since last year, and everybody knows it. So why do you go to a Mobil station and buy your gas? If you know it, why do you do it? That would be my question. All right, where was I was talking about getting hydrogen. I was trying to, this was a good story. How did I turn it into a bad story? So anyway.
It's a gift.
I have a gift to do that, right, doing that. Okay, so this is close. Chemical engineer Kevin Sivula and his team making significant steps toward bringing his vision closer to reality. He's developed this really ingenious, pretty simple system, actually, that combines semiconductor-based technology with novel electrodes that have two key characteristics. They're porous, so that they can contact the water in the air, and they're transparent to maximize sunlight exposure to the semiconductor itself. When the device is exposed to sunlight, it takes water from the air, produces hydrogen gas that can be injected into trucks, cars, trains, planes, you name it. I think this is very cool. Renewable fossil fuels was what they started with that. Engineers at the Polytechnic School in France, collaboration with Toyota, took inspiration from the way plants are able to convert sunlight into chemical energy. Hello, the photosynthetic process. Why didn't I think of this? This is simple. The plant world teaches us lots of lessons. This plant harvests carbon dioxide and water from its environment. The corn, the trees, the grass, right? That's how the grass, you know, when you get up in the morning in the summertime and there's dew and moisture on the grass, the sunlight evaporates some of that, and then because of the heat, it is also taken into the molecules of the grass. It converts them into sugars and starches and stuff. That's what photosynthetic, that's the photosynthetic process. Wow, this is very cool. Am I into the weeds too much, though?
Am I too much into the weeds? No, it is the weeds, literally. No, this is fantastic, and it really makes you wonder that why has it taken this long to occur to people, those people being the scientists, that, hey, we could probably do something with this.
Well, because it isn't, you know, they don't want you to. The people that are really think they're in charge, and oftentimes they kind of are, they push against this. But leave it, you know, there's always going to be somebody who's going to row upstream, if you will. And so that's what that is all about. Good. Also, in the good news department today, trending, I'm looking at this, I've looked at this last couple of hours about the economy. The best case scenario at the moment in terms of what's happening, you'll be happy to know consumer prices fell for the first time in 2 years. Last month. I've been talking about this off and on because I saw signs, depending on what you're reading. You can look at Forbes, you look at U.S. Business, the Wall Street Journal. You can see that the sustained inflation that we have had for at least a year, maybe more, is easing. Thank heavens. Now, that's not to say that we still haven't had a problem. Prices were up 6.5% in December from the year before, but the month before that was 7.1%. So it's clearly moving in the right direction. Of course, President Biden's going to take all the credit for it, and, you know, so much for that. It's not great leadership. Nah, it's more a number of things here that are causing the inflation to dissipate somewhat. But just keep your fingers crossed. I'm looking at, you know, the interest rates have gone up. They've got to go down. And that's really what will kickstart the economy. If you are in need of insurance, let me send you to Progressive Insurance, which, by the way, is the largest advertiser in the radio all around the country, and it's because they got a good message. Insurance for your motorcycle, boats, and RVs. Find the protection you need at 800-PROGRESSIVE or progressive.com.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding a motorcycle with your crew on the open road. That symphony of engines roaring in perfect harmony. It's a feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now. Hit it, Jerry. Oh, my word. Really, really terrible. Was that a Glockenspiel, Jerry? Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
No, Jerry. It's over.
For everything your business needs to make this year, Staples has you covered.
I need to organize all my papers and files from last year and the year before that.
Staples has you covered.
I need to clear clutter from my office and my home office and my home.
Staples has you covered with everything you need to get organized this year at amazing savings. Right now at Staples, get up to 50% off select file folders, file cabinets, file boxes, and storage bins. Make this your year at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 128 in-store only. At Staples, you can count on every project being print perfect, guaranteed.
I need presentations and brochures printed, and they have to be perfect.
Your bounded presentations, brochures with the finest folds, and more will be done right every time. That's our print big promise. Now at Staples, get $10 off your document printing and marketing materials order of $50 or more, plus 20% back by a store bonus. Try Staples and see the difference. Ends 2/11. Rewards members only. Bonus must be redeemed in store. See staples.com/stores/printbig for details.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. we teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
At the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program with celebrity news, trending things. Madonna certainly is trending, and we'll tell you about the celebration in just a matter of moments here on Good Day. Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just pillows? MyPillow has given the same attention they've given to their pillows to the new Giza Dream Sheets. Imagine sliding into the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The cotton in the Giza Dream Sheets is the world's best, grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into fabric that is ultra-soft and breathable. Made in America, the weave gives them a fabulous finish. Have you sleeping like a dream? Available in lots of different colors and sizes. It's all machine washable and durable. All Giza Dream Sheet sets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. And right now, for people listening to the Doug Steffen Good Day program, you get a special bed sheet sale. Giza Sheets, $29.99. That's 60% off. Go to MyPillow.com. Sleep better with MyPillow.com by using the DS code, MyPillow.com, for the Giza Sheets special. Alright, so Madonna has announced, Jay, a celebration tour, and she's going to basically be singing her greatest hits.
Yeah.
If you want to get into the groove, you're a Madonna supporter, lover, on tour she goes. Known as the Queen of
years
Pop.
In music.
Yep, yeah, right.
35 cities around the world.
I can hear my father saying, you call that music?
She kicks off her North American leg in Vancouver on July 15th and then wraps in Vegas on October 7th. And then she goes overseas for the European leg of the tour October 14th through December 1st.
So she's pretty much on the road for about 6 months, it looks like, all around the country and all around the world. So you want to buy tickets? If you have a Citi card, a credit card, or are members of Madonna's official fan club, you can purchase tickets next week. I think, no, it's actually starting on Friday, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, they get the pre-sale stuff, and then general public tickets go on sale next week.
What's her website? Madonna.com?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that simple? Yeah. Okay,
so
there
simple,
you go.
Right?
Madonna fans. If you're a Kristen Chenoweth fan, you may be interested in this. She has hair extensions. That's not a big story, right? She's... I had her on this program a couple of times. Very interesting lady. She's 54 years old on time, and time is passing fast. I remember from talking to her when she was in her 30s. She's all over Broadway. She had an injury on the set of my The Good Wife back in 2012. And apparently she says her hair extensions saved her life then. Mm-hmm. She was on with Andy Cohen, who actually has some pretty good interviews. And I don't know why she's just telling this story now, if it happened way back then, 10 years ago. Right? I wonder why.
Yeah, well, it's like the lighting equipment fell, and the last thing she heard was, we're losing the light, and then all of a sudden she woke up in the hospital.
Boom.
And she was very badly injured. There was a hairline fracture that ended up being held together by her extensions.
By her hair.
Like, your hair actually saved your life.
Mm-hmm. A hairline, think about that as a double entendre. A hairline fracture, which was covered up, or she was protected by her hair. Or it wasn't really. Mm-hmm. How do extensions work anyway? Do you wear extensions?
I have. I don't currently have them. There are so many different kinds where you can have them, like you braid a section of your hair and then it's woven in. There are these wefts that are held on by kind of like
stickers. How do you wash it?
There's
what do you do to
where it's like little bonds and glued, or there's even like little clips. There's clip-in ones that you can take in.
How do you wash your hair when you get this stuff? How do you wash your hair?
If it's the ones that the salon puts in, you wash your hair the exact same because your hair is still there and it's not covered. It's just up at the top, and you can still scrub your scalp and everything. But if you do the clip-in ones that you can just buy yourself at the store, you just take those out when you're washing your hair.
Got it. 28 after the hour.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Your doctor about prescription Xeljanz. Visit Xeljanz.com or call 1-844-Xeljanz.
Happy to have back in the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The U.S. economy continues to take a toll. Microsoft is planning to announce more layoffs as soon as this morning. Microsoft had more than one round of layoffs, but didn't announce how many positions it cut. The company announced the cuts that started in July affected less than 1% of the company's total workforce of roughly 200,000 people. Roughly 100 Ukrainian troops began Patriot missile training in Oklahoma on Tuesday. This after the military began expanding combat training of Ukrainian forces in Germany on Sunday. Roughly 500 soldiers are at that location. A magnitude 6.1 and 7.0 earthquake rocked eastern Indonesia and the southern Philippines on Wednesday. At this time, there is no tsunami warning and no injuries were reported. The U.S. Geological Survey said the quakes occurred 94 miles northwest of Tobelo. That's between Australia and the Philippines. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
On the Doug Steffen Show, 34 after the hour. Yes, that is the time check. Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen here on National Thesaurus Day. Say that quickly. Thesaurus. I think most people know what a thesaurus is.
It's a dictionary, but for synonyms.
I'm looking around. I have one here that I keep. Hold on a second. Wait a minute. What did I do with my thesaurus?
What did he do? He is looking for it. He is locating it.
I have... Excuse me. Thanks for the description. Well planned. I knew I was going to talk about Thesaurus Day, so why didn't I grab this before I went back on the air? The Thesaurus, there are now two in paperback. It is a bestseller. And according to them, it combines the best features of a dictionary and the synonym world. So we have 35,000 synonyms, synonyms here. There's an example for every definition. Let's just randomly pick a word. Divorce. Yeah, leave it to me to come to that one first. Divorce.
Separation.
Yeah, separation is a good one. Yep, exactly. Let's see here. To terminate a marriage through legal action. Another synonym is unmarry. So you can use it, yes, for, I've always found these, because as James Collins, who's at the controls in our studio in Dallas, knows all too well, I'm all about correct use of the language, using words correctly. Do I do it all the time myself? No. But I try. So this is very interesting how there's a sort of a dilution, if you will, of the usage of words that sometimes are overused. That's why I use this, because sometimes you just, there are words that just become too, you know, as much as we talk every day on the air, there are some words that we overuse. So it's a good thing to find something else that you can use, right? But would you use intuitive cognition in place of feeling? Would you say that? I have an intuitive cognition instead of I have a feeling she's going to leave me. Right? I have
an intuitive cognition. Intuitive cognition.
Yeah, right, exactly. Well, that's
it's
what
like
these
being
things.
Cautiously optimistic.
Very good. Yep. All right, let's see. What other one? I probably can overdo this. I'll give you one more example. Lofty. I had lofty ambitions, using it in a sentence. Or, I have imposingly high ambitions. Okay. Well, sometimes you want to be wordy. You take the words and multiply them out one way or another. Speechless, right? I am speechless. Or, I am temporarily unable and unwilling to speak. Right? There we go. Hello. Today, I am temporarily unable and unwilling to speak. All right. Anyway, so today is National Thesaurus Day. How do we figure that out? Looking for words. Peter Mark Roget is the person we can thank for this book. Let's see here. Roget started the book in 1848. Finished it in 1852 with 15,000 words in the first book. It was called the Thesaurus of English Words and Phrases, classified and arranged so as to facilitate the expression of ideas and assist in literary composition. That was the name of the book! They should have used some of his own tricks there to maybe boil that down a little bit. Anyway, it's good for conversation, it's good for discussion, it's good for talking, it's fun. Writers use this a lot when they're trying to find options for words that are overused, right? And so the thesaurus was born in the 1850s, and then this most recent edition that I was talking about, the Roget II, came out in 2009. So there it is. Something for scholars everywhere.
Fascinating.
Right.
Interesting.
Yeah. From the Did You Know and Do You Care fact file, did you know that there is less time separating the human species from T-Rex than there was separating T-Rex from the Stegosaurus?
Wait, what?
Those of you who study.
This seriously?
Is for my 8-year-old grandson.
My brain can't even compute that because I would have thought that they were so much more closely related in on the time span.
No. Compared to dinosaurs, humans have occupied the smallest speck on the timeline of the Earth's history. I think I discovered that. Miles and Megan and I went to the Science Museum in Boston when he was here a couple of weeks ago, and he loves dinosaurs. So we spent all this time downstairs looking at the timeline of the Earth's history, which basically for the human, modern humans, go back maybe 300,000 years, maybe. The beings that walk on two legs go back about 7 million years. If you look back to consider the human family and the predecessors to the human family, dinosaurs roamed the planet for 165 to 200 million years. They were in existence for almost 200 million years, and the geological periods. You know, like Jurassic Park. Jurassic is one of the three periods when the age of the dinosaurs was most prominent. That's why they chose Jurassic. Plus, it sounds better, right, for a movie than Triassic Park. Doesn't Jurassic
yeah,
sound
Jurassic
better than
just
Triassic?
Kind of like rolls off the tip of the tongue
yeah,
a little bit better.
Right. Yeah. Anyway, so from this may be something that you learn by going to one of those movies. I've never been to them. I wouldn't give you a nickel for them because I don't want to be scared out of my pants. You've probably seen them all three times, right? How many times have you seen
the first one and then the reboots?
You did. Okay. right. So anyway, in terms of the Stegosaurus and the Tyrannosaurus Rex, there was a long time. If they walked the Earth 155 to 200 million years ago, apparently there was 68 million years between the T-Rex and the Stegosaurus. So they take, and this is all about what, you know, people keep talking about, and I buy into this, that, you know, did we all start from one cell, an amoeba, and then we grow into what we are? I don't think that that explains, just doesn't feel right to me, that humans have been able to grow from a single piece of something that crawled out of a swamp. Just doesn't fit. What feels better to me and what seems to make more sense is that we came here from other planets. And it may be there's a stretch on that one based on the fact that we see all these asteroids that are floating into our atmosphere all the time, and they have DNA and life on them that survived over the trillions of years that the universe has been in existence, and that stuff could land on the Earth and start things growing. That's the theory of most every planet, that the stuff that floats around in the universe carries with it DNA and life forms that have lasted through these periods of time, and when they come to some place like the Earth that is welcoming to that sort of thing, then the stuff grows. Do you believe that? I like to think that we came from some other. Yeah, I don't think anything explains well why there are black people and yellow people and white people. It just doesn't make any sense.
Well, but there's also the mentality of you can't believe in science if you're also a Christian, or vice versa.
Nah, that's
and
nonsense.
For me, I believe that anything is possible, and maybe we did come from other planets, but because I'm Christian, I still believe that it was the God I thought was doing.
Okay.
But I believe in science.
That's part of it.
Yeah.
God created the universe. I believe that a power far greater than we do is there and exists. I don't think you can explain any of this stuff any other way. By the way, if you're wondering how long a T-Rex lived back in the good old days, 28 years. That's it. The average life expectancy for a T-Rex was, can I imagine how fast they must have grown?
What killed them on, like, the regular?
The T-Rex?
Yeah, because weren't they pretty much the apex predator?
Yeah, but they ate bad stuff, so they died. Who knows?
They ain't healthy. They? All that
sugar.
Yeah,
right. Yep. Excuse me, yes. All right, there's a new book on the market. Book is called, this is very self-serving, and I admit to that up front. The book is called Talk to Me by a fellow, we had him on the program, Jim Krenz. He writes a book that is all about talk radio hosts. Now, as self-serving as this sounds, I know you'll be shocked to hear that I'm profiled in here along with, 50 other hosts. Some that you know, Michael Medved, all of these, well, some people, local guys like Lee Habib, people don't know him. Hugh Hewitt, they know him. He's profiled in here. Let's see here. Who else is in here? Grace Curley. She's not, don't waste your time reading that. that's a little slice, right? There's just a bunch of people in here. Joe Pags, who I find very interesting. Bill O'Reilly is profiled in here. Lars Larson. Let's see here. Others, Tom. I don't know him. I'm just looking at the folks. Chris Berry is in here from, isn't he? Chris Berry is down in Dallas, isn't he, James? Is he in Dallas or Houston? I forget.
It sounds familiar, so it's probably, yeah.
Yeah.
More than likely.
Right. Anyway, Dr. Gorka is in here. Chris, most of the people that are profiled in here are right of center hosts. I think I'm the only one in here as I look at this list. I am. A couple of programmers are in here, but it's a good book, good read. If you like, you know, the world of fairly conservative talk radio, I don't fit into most of the description, but then I don't fit into most of the descriptions that anybody writes when it comes
thoughts.
To talk radio. But
yeah.
It's a good book. If you like talk radio, called Talk to Me. I'm sure you can Google it. Jim Krenz wrote it. Yes, you were about to say.
Yeah, it is good. Well, especially because it has so many different voices and so many different thoughts.
Yes.
Where it's just, I feel like any book that reaches out to a lot of people to be a part of it is always fascinating.
Right. Exactly. So, at any rate, I want to go back to trying to create an optimistic tone for the economy and the recession, that when as much as you hear a lot of negative stuff, there's another person who has been speaking out, a fellow named Gary Cohn, who actually was an economic advisor in the Trump years. And his quote this morning on the finance pages of the Business Journal, I hadn't seen this before and I was talking about it, and I wanted to bring it to your attention because we did talk about this. He's been at the World Economic Forum, and as the top economic advisor, a Goldman Sachs banker, he's pretty close to what's going on, wouldn't you think? And his statement at the forum was that, quote, we've weathered the storm in the United States. And so we are moving away from it. So I guess the point here is not to fall or succumb to all these people who will tell you we're going into a recession, it's going to be horrible. You know, that's news media jargon. Is it more expensive to borrow money now and buy a car or buy a house? Yeah, absolutely. Has the housing market slowed down? Yep. My very good friend, who is the best real estate agent here in town, his sales are off about a third from where they were 2 years ago. Okay, so that's understandable. That doesn't mean the world's coming to an end. It just means that things are going to be slow for a little while. The guy who runs Citibank says basically the same thing. I'm just looking at all these CEOs that have been polled. Bank of America CEO says that they're not going to lay off a lot of people. So anyway, don't jump off of the Brooklyn Bridge. Things are okay. 48 after the hour.
Paid for by Govmint.com.
The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding a motorcycle with your crew on the open road. That symphony of engines roaring in perfect harmony. It's a feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio.
Until now. Hit it, Jerry.
Oh, my word. Really, really terrible.
Is that a Glockenspiel, Jerry? Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
No, Jerry. It's over.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Curry is under the weather today, as he was yesterday, so Jay and I are going to do our best to entertain you with the movie and the film and the TV report that Chucker's responsible for here every day on Movie Moments on the Good Day program. So that was the theme from Saw, right? You're an expert in those things. I don't know.
Would you believe that I have only ever seen the first Saw film?
No!
Any of the rest?
Wow. Are you depriving yourself?
Nobody believes... What?
You're depriving yourself.
Well, nobody believes me when I say this, but I saw it when I saw when I was living in California, and I was in a test screening. So it was one of those things, the movie hadn't actually come out yet, and a lot of people in the screening were film students or actors or anything like that. And if you've ever seen this, the acting is so unbelievably bad that the experience was more like we were watching a comedy. The entire theater was cracking up almost the entire time. And that kind of just, not ruined it because it was a really enjoyable experience, but it did ruin the film in the sense that I had no desire to see the rest of the films.
Really? So how many times, would you consider the Rocky Horror Picture Show to be a horror movie?
No, not at all.
No, that's pretty silly.
I do want to go see one of the, I've never seen what they do around Halloween time where they actually have actors kind of reenacting while they're in front of the screen. And it's kind of this involved watch party. I've always wanted to go do something like that, but I haven't.
Really? Now, does Ryan, your husband, share in these delights?
Yes.
Really? He likes scary movies, too.
Yeah, we do. We do enjoy scary movies.
Couple
like
made
watching. Yeah, we any excuse to sit on the couch and watch the screen, we are here for it, whether it's DVD or movies. But we definitely like the comic book stuff. We like the scary movies. I grew up in a household where I was allowed to have Friday the 13th birthday parties, where we just watched marathons of Friday the 13th. Yes.
I find that hard to believe. Knowing your father as well as I do, I don't get him watching horror movies. I just don't see it. Maybe I'm just missing a part of his...
Usually, my parents weren't I mean, they were there. They allowed us to do it, but they weren't in the living room.
Okay, yeah, that's it. There's the story.
Well, and I will say, Doug, my dad was the one. Well, both my parents would take us to haunted houses around Halloween time, or we have this thing in the area, a haunted forest. And whenever my dad was the one to take us, he would always tell us this really creepy murder story and then pull into a driveway and say, and this is the house. And for the longest time, I thought that was an actual house. And so did my friends, to the point where my parents would get phone calls the next morning of why did my child have to sleep in bed with me. Come to adulthood where I was asking him about it one day, he would just pull into a random house.
Do you know, since Hollywood began, I find this startling, there have been 36,755 horror movies made since the 1920s. I'm trying to figure, how would a horror movie get pulled off during the age of the silent movies, before there were talkies or any sound? How would you pull off a horror movie?
Well, that's where Frankenstein came from. The music. For sure, the music that went along with it.
The guy in the organ.
Like a climactic point. But also remember where, and movies do this today too with scary movies, where they don't show the actual murder or the violence. They almost cut to a different part or a shadow or something, which sometimes can be scarier. I know the film that's out now, Megan, from what I've read, I do want to see that film, but I have heard that they had a lot of those murder scenes in it, and then they removed them for the PG-13 rating over R, and a lot of people said that they felt it actually made the film scarier.
Really? It's supposed to be releasing. I think Chucker said they were going to release an R-rated version with all that stuff put back into it. Meryl Streep has joined Only Murders in the Building Season 3 with Steve Martin. That'll be an interesting thing. It's a Hulu series. The filming of this, of Season 3, started last week. A lot of the stuff starts right after the first of the year. There's a black and white photo on Twitter showing Meryl Streep and Martin, Steve Martin, along with Martin Short, who's in this, and Selena Gomez. Paul Rudd is in it. So what is this about? Is this a murder mystery?
There's two seasons out. I highly recommend go to Hulu and just check it out. You will not be sorry.
Yes, I will.
Yes, it's not a horror. Sure. It's a comedy.
Yeah. Oh, is it? Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. So it must be. If Martin and Short are in it, that sounds like a law firm, doesn't it? Martin and Short, at your service and on your side. All right. That's where we are here on the Good Day program at 58 after the hour.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.